Now, some interesting statistics that have come out. Despite accounting for only about 0.3% of the world's population, Australia actually has 20% of the world's poker machines. Rather more frighteningly, New South Wales has more pokies than any other state in the world, apart from Nevada, which is, of course, where you're going to find Las Vegas. Nearly 300,000 people are addicted to poker machine gambling in Australia, and it's also family and friends who are affected as well. Some studies suggest that 7 additional people actually feel the effect from one problem gambler. Now, the Proudly Pokies Free campaign is encouraging venues to ditch the pokies, and the City of Sydney has signed on as a supporter. City of Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore joins me on the phone. Clover, good morning.
Morning, Nick.
Now, where does the Proudly Pokies Free campaign fit in with your Open Sydney strategy for the nighttime economy of the city?
Well, it fits in exactly. I mean, I think those statistics you just read out are just really quite shocking, especially as the group that's most affected, I think it was truly, truly shocking, is the group between 18 to 24. And you know, they're just 40% of the people who are addicted are problem gamblers. So that is a really serious social situation, but it's also had a really serious cultural impact. I mean, poker machines were introduced in the sort of the 90s by the state government, the Carr government, and they've had a really deadening effect on pub life. You know, that together with the big sports screens, just sort of killed off live music or pub theatre or cabaret. And so the Proudly Pokies campaign that Tom and Anna Lawrence have launched is about addressing that really serious social issue, but it's also about, you know, addressing the cultural issue of, you know, we want our nighttime, you know, cultural life back, you know. So I think if a government sat down and thought, now what are the two things we can do to most impact seriously on the nighttime economy? One are the lockout laws and two are the poker machines. And of course, we've got both in Sydney and they've had a huge effect.
What's the response been from venues regarding your kind of coming on with Proudly Pokies Free?
Well, this campaign that they've launched is about encouraging public awareness about how serious the problem is. That's a sort of social issue. It's also about encouraging people to go to pubs that don't have machines. There's a pub down in East Sydney that hasn't had poker machines for, you know, about 30 years. And I know when the ABC was in the area, all those people used to go down there purposely and drink in that pub. And I think the World Bar in King's Cross decided to get rid of their poker machines as well. So, you know, people being encouraged, you know, to seek out those pubs that don't have poker machines and support them and, you know, support getting live music back in there as well.
The live music would be a big push. I mean, you mentioned the lockout laws before, and of course, colloquially, you hear from many venues that it's the lockout laws that mean that they feel like the pokies are going to make up lost income.
Well, they are, and they also think that pokies contribute to them being able to afford to put on live music. So, you know, it's a bit round in circles, but I think not only the live music and the cultural issue, but this is, again, poker machines are also a very serious social issue. And, you know, successive state governments are really just exploiting the situation because they make money out of it. You know, they get gambling taxes. I think, you know, as a community, we should, you know, be thinking about that and having a say about that. Is that the revenue that we want the state to be run on? They're flogging our assets, as you know, and taking income from gambling, whether it's the casino or poker machines, and running the state on those sorts of funds rather than, you know, continuing to effectively run the assets that we have and not flogging them.
Well, Clover, I've seen some stats from your own office that says there are around about 150 venues in the City of Sydney area that don't have poker machines. Hopefully with your support, we'll see that number continue to rise.
Absolutely. And I can tell you the names of some of them. There's Young Henry's, there's the Unicorn, there's the Henson, there's the Lord Raglan, there's Cakes, Wine and Cellar Door, and the Golden Age Cinema and Bar. So that's just some of them. So we should go along and support them.
Fantastic stuff, Clover. Thank you for chatting for breakfast this morning.
Thanks, Nick.